This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
So, hit 'em up!
Hit him up, hit him up,
roll hard.
Cut him out, ride him in,
roll hard. Yeah!
Keep moving.
Though they're disapproving.
Keep them doggies moving.
They think you're cattle. They're hurting you.
Just rope and throw and brand them.
They want to brand you with their inoculation.
My heart's calculating. My true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my life.
So, teach some Americans to submit.
Move them on, hit them up, raw high. Cut them out, ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in, raw high.
Is the anthem of the Democrats and the globalists. I didn't even get to any of the news. I went off on a jag about the UN and world government and us being number one on Twitter and the deception around it and them putting up the fake story that I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. I mean, these people are the scum of the earth, the absolute scum of the earth, and no one buys their BS. So they're just going to lock everything down and try to get the cops, who they also want to abolish once they've done their bidding, to enforce a bunch of crap on you and your family. Now, we got some big guests coming up today. Sam Hyde is big and funny. Comedian is going to be co-hosting with Jay Dyer. Allie Alexander, who writes for a lot of big publications like Culture.com, and I know Human Events is back. He's doing work over there. He's coming up with us. Next segment. And I've also got to go over this. I mean, they're telling you don't have sex without wearing a mask. And now Democratic Party is ordering people in their Zoom meetings to wear masks by themselves. I mean, and you're like, well, that's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. That's the point of a cult. Imagine if I said, well, if you're our listeners, send in videos of you standing on your head with your thumb up your ass. Well, it's a family show. Sorry. Or you know, join the Japanese mafia. Cut off the first digit of your pinky finger. At least you get benefits, I guess, in the Japanese mafia. You know what it's part of, and I guess you got to be tough or whatever to have you join them. This is a cult where you just are an idiot. And the globalists have all their white papers and their documents and their admissions that I went over in the first hour, and I just sit here going, do people like to be dumbasses? But yeah, they do. Here's how it works. We'll go to a break and come back with our guests. I don't know what the term is, and I always overuse the analogy of the Hollywood casino, or you could use the analogy of the Nigerian email. But everybody knows somebody that's been scammed. And once you get scammed once, a lot of these scams go, oh, actually, give us more money, and you'll make out good. And the people will never admit they've been conned, and they keep giving more money to the scammer. And that's how this works. More liberty, more freedom, more, because they don't want to admit they've been lied to. I mean, when I get scammed or screwed over, I want to admit to it. I want to see how it happened. I don't want to do it again. And I thought people were like me, but a lot of folks are not like yours truly or Allie Alexander coming up. They want to be scammed. So with 81 days out from the election, we're going to look at the election with Ali Alexander. He's a smart cookie, works for the Republican Party as a strategist. We'll talk about all the things that are unfolding and so much more straight ahead. And then got those big guests coming up in the fourth hour and after that. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots. And you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here in defiance of the globalist tyranny, here at your deference. I'm very honored that you put us in attack formation. I'm very glad you've kept me at the front of the fight. All I wish is for you to keep me in this position because we have been having big success together. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Well, Ali Alexander has written for some of the biggest pro-human publications out there. He's a political consultant, philosopher, and activist. He's been consulting for Republican campaigns and conservative issues for over 12 years now in the national level. But now he's much more interested in philosophy and building a better society. AliAlexander.org at Ali. He's been on many times with us, but it's been about a year or so. I want to welcome him back to the transmission with us. He's done the deep dive on Kamala Harris and why they really picked her and what he sees unfolding in the next 81 days. And so he joins us now. Ali, thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's been a while. Thanks for having me back, Alex.
Let's get into it. I mean, you got a lot of inside baseball with your connections in D.C. What's the scoop people aren't aware of yet?
Well, I think what they're not aware of is that Joe Biden didn't actually want Kamala Harris, as Joe Biden pronounced it. It was actually Obama and some big donors like Soros who wanted to put Kamala on the ticket. And so, you know, he had to delay his decision. And now she's on the ticket as president in waiting. And I think that she's going to do a lot of the bidding of kind of the global elite, the corporatist wing of the Democrat Party. But I think that this presents the Trump team with a unique opportunity to actually address the progressive concerns and some of the concerns of Occupy, you know, people that we don't traditionally agree with, but have some honest concerns about centralized power that, hey, this ticket isn't here to represent you. It's here to enslave you.
Well, that was one of my points I scribbled down last night when you agreed to come on the show is Tim Pool, really like him, super entertaining, super smart, a progressive I actually respect who has integrity. He attacks me and says I'm a wild man, but he supports my free speech. He kind of focuses in on what they pick out of context. That's fine. I want him to come on. I want to go on his show. He's super successful. I tuned in the other night. Yeah. He just randomly, I saw it. He had like 100,000 live viewers at once. 2 million came onto his stream total. That's Joe Rogan type stuff there. Very exciting. And he was endorsing Trump. He said because he's real, he says what he really means, he tries to do it. They lie about him. I don't agree with a lot of the policies, but Kamala Harris is the last straw. Bernie Sanders took the dive. He's a fraud. And his co-host was in ecstasy, and they basically put on red MAGA hats instead of the little customary black beanies. And so there's a real populist liberal movement that at some point has got to wake up out of their trance that the left are Chi-Com-loving fascists from hell.
I think that that's exactly what's going to happen. Kamala's a cop, and she's a dirty cop. She's a bad cop. She kept black men in prison longer than their sentences. She threatened to jail black moms for having truant students. She came down on the side of the banks during the last financial crisis. This is a woman who is literally controlled by the global elite, and Joe Biden is there to provide her cover. But what a terrific opportunity to actually go into the black community. This is a community that abandoned her during the Democrat primary. Remember, she had to get out prior to Iowa because Andrew Yang, some random Asian dude in California, was polling higher than her in a state where she's a statewide elected official, you know, federally. And so I think this is a terrific opportunity to say, hey, Wall Street doesn't have your back. Hollywood doesn't have your back. She's best friends with Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN. So this is a woman who is literally controlled by the global elite, the people who do not want borders, the people who want to vaccinate everyone, the people who don't believe that African Americans, descendant of slavery under Jim Crow, are a unique people, that all black people are the same, all Hispanics are the same. And they just want to control everybody. And so I think that this is – I'm glad that he put her on the ticket. What a weak pick from Slow Joe.
Well, I agree with you that she's the most establishment soulless candidate we've probably ever seen. I mean, Joe's probably number two. Yeah. So why does Soros and Jeff Bezos and others want her? Because she'll do whatever they say her.
Exactly right. You know, you and I are both – religious people, spiritual people who believe in Jesus. When I read the Bible and I read about these mysteries, one thing that I observe is there seem to be anchored points in time in which God has chosen to reveal some great secret, right? And I always say that, hey, when you're ahead of the curve, like you and I are, you can look at a mystery and your eyes are kind of averted from it. And when you look at Kamala, your instincts are to try to reconcile it in kind of a Hegelian sense. You want to say, well, the left hates her and the right hates her. What am I wrong about? But the truth is the left hates her and the right hates her. She is an authoritarian. She is a sellout. I think that the Team Trump is making a tremendous mistake as painting her as radical left. She is soulless. She will do whatever the DNC donors want, whatever Wall Street wants, whatever Hollywood executives want, whatever the EU wants. She is a soulless candidate. She is an anti-black candidate.
And she's ridiculously fake. I mean, she was polling, what, during most of the primaries at 1%, but the system wanted her, and now they're going to try to force feed her. So you're saying this could be like the Bible says, God turns the elites over to delusion? Are you saying this is their delusion?
Absolutely. This is going to be fantastic because the media has already painted, you know, Politico, New York Times, even the Wall Street Journal said, hey, progressives are excited about Kamala Harris. You go on YouTube, you go on Instagram, you go on TikTok. That is not the story of progressives.
Poole put on a Trump hat. I mean, that's a canary in the coal mine.
It really is. And there's these other people, you know, Jimmy Dore or whatever. I don't watch him. There's Tim Black. There's all these TikTokers. There's a black Instagram community. You go to the original sources, the primary sources, and this is a ticket that might actually collapse. You might actually see Donald Trump capable of getting 370 electoral votes or 400 electoral votes if he runs right, if he leans into America First, if he talks about deplatforming, if he comes in the black community and says, let's start negotiating with your community and what do you guys need, then I think that the Biden...
Well, that's right. If Trump cuts out all the leftist managers of the blacks, because everybody's managed by the local capos, the Democratic Party runs Austin, I live under their crap, even though I hate their guts, but if Trump opens a negotiation directly up with the inner city and poor people, period, they want that. It would absolutely cut out the poverty pimp middlemen.
Absolutely. And here's another little antidote that we all need to watch. You have Kanye West running. You have Ice Cube saying that he doesn't want to vote for the Democrats. You have P. Diddy saying that he doesn't want to vote unless he can negotiate something for the black community. The black community is begging to be independent for the first time. And I get that Republicans and conservatives are skeptical. They think, we can't do any outreach with the black community. But never before has anyone done any honest and earnest outreach. So forget outreach. Let's talk about it.
I found with my show, black folks love me without me ever even courting them. They just love the show.
They love you because, Alex, you're authentic, and that's all they want to know is that you're not hiding anything from them. So let's forget BLM and let's talk about, instead of Black Lives Matter, which isn't about lives at all, let's talk about black equity, black assets, black land. Let's talk about black participation.
Exactly. You don't want a one-time paycheck. You want equity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want.
And that binds us all together, right? You know, we're not worshiping the free market, but we're all engaged in the marketplace of ideas and the marketplace of commerce. And that's what the Democrats don't want.
Everybody needs chips in the game.
Everybody needs chips to play. And as you point out, you know, the black community is so used to, okay, there's all this funding. Where is it going? And you point out, it's the middle managers. It's the aldermen. It's the NAACP. It's the black preacher who doesn't even, you know, may not believe in Christ. And all of these grifters are just grifting. The black community is like, is there any party that will take us seriously? And so I think that the Team Trump needs to be aggressive.
Andre, what did it do in the black community when Trump basically doubled funding the black colleges? Did that even faze anybody?
I think that it created less opposition. So it may not have created more voters, but it created less opposition. And the way that I look at elections, don't look at it as a minus one and a plus one. There's a zero in between. So black voters that decide to vote for Kanye or black voters that say, hey, I don't like Trump and I don't like Biden, I'm going to choose not to vote in that election. I'll vote down ballot.
That's a win as well. Stay there. Ali Alexander, political analyst. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Of our elaborate plans. So globalism's been in trouble for a long time. It's an authoritarian corporate fascist model working with communists and others around the planet. Doesn't like nation states, doesn't like independent cultures, wants homogenized corporate controlled systems. And they said in the Rockefeller Foundation, Event 201, Lockstep, you name it, that they would use the panic over a virus to bring in authoritarian control. We covered that in the first hour. So Ali Alexander is a very smart political analyst, and he does a great job working with the White House and other people. And I agree with him on the surface. Kamala Harris looks absolutely terrible, and she's hated by the left, but she's loved by the establishment because they want a yes person in there. And the CNN's already reported that Biden's the placeholder for her. So it is President Kamala Harris. And we'll go over some of the terrible background with her. But what about the issue of Pelosi and all of them wargaming? We're going to have blue states secede. We're going to say popular vote. We're going to have our own inauguration. They've said all this, and John Podesta's had war games. They're really pushing this as the talking point of their next hoax. Probably a long shot, should fail, but this one is such a bigger crisis. It'll hurt the economy. They'll try to activate their fake race riots. From you talking to your D.C. connections and your own research, what do you think of that move? And they picked her because she's a little bit African, and so they can, you know, so she can play into the whole race narrative. The Democrats want to smokescreen their attempted overthrow of the election and Trump as a race riot.
Yeah, they need this to be close enough to cheat. And I've described this as truly, truly an event that you couldn't picture it really before this year. You know, we all watched in 2000. With Bush v. Gore. But imagine, if you will, 10 states having their own Bush v. Gore crisis in different federal courts around the country, and the Supreme Court can't take it all up and consolidate the cases because each state has its own election laws. So this is an event that if one side doesn't win by a lot, you're not looking at electors who are able to cast votes in December when they are constitutionally obligated to. We could be looking at I hate to say this, Alex, but we could be looking at a temporary President Pelosi in January because we won't have a president. And so if we go through the Podesta war game, which is to find two or three states of the 10 that are being contested in which the governors can disrupt the electoral process and not send electors or send unfaithful electors to the Electoral College or not have it at all, then we don't have an election that is decided by the people or by the Electoral College. And that is a constitutional crisis that has not been predicted or forecasted until John Podesta and his scheming ways thought of it. So we ought to be really nervous, and that's why I'm so passionate that Team Trump needs to collapse the ticket on the other side. Tell the progressives and tell the left the truth about these authoritarian mass incarceration, war on drug bigots, these corporatists on the left. And we need the right and the left to come together behind either a President Kanye West or a President Donald Trump.
Ali Alexander, I infinity, trillion, agree with you. That's the answer, because Trump can't be confident and go, oh, Kamala's hated, they're a joke, I'm going to win. No, they admit their strategy is contesting it, tying up the states, and then having the military decide what to do, which is a criminal act. I think you should head-on expose that and head-on destroy Kamala and destroy Biden and just annihilate them. Don't take it as their weak candidates. That's the sucker punch. You're absolutely right.
So this is what I think about. I think about and then, you know, maybe it even needs to be an InfoWars special or reward game freedom. But think about what that would present. The dollar would crash. The dollar would crash. China is ready for the dollar to crash. They've already been buying for the past year and a half oil in their native currency, and they're willing to buy it.
Let me just stop because you're on fire. Soros is betting against the dollar, against the market. We're in a bubble war. China has a much bigger bubble. So does the EU. But all our media is saying America's done. When Americans see mainline MSNBC, CNBC, New York Times saying America's done, they're trying to destroy your 401ks. Trump's winning. Come in, support Trump. The Republic will survive. We'll stabilize the global currency. But if we fail, it's total war in the streets collapse. This is insane.
Total collapse. Ask yourself, why did China move to a digital currency during the panic? Why is China brokering its own deal with Venezuela? Why is China buying Middle East oil in its native currency? We are already at war with China. China wants the collapse of the United States. And people are going to think, oh, I'm on Robinhood. Oh, I'm buying cheap shares. Oh, my God, stocks go up. Stocks go up. When you wake up one day and the dollar is devalued by 75%, you're going to go into a panic. And so I tell people, like, you really don't know how bad this is about to be if Soros and Podesta get their way. They just need the election to be close enough to create chaos. They don't even have to win, Alex.
Allie, what you're saying is not your opinion. It's what's happening. It's the real battle space. And then I look at Antifa and leftists, and they're praising the fall of the country, and they don't get if that happens. Their lives are over as they know it. These are idiots.
These are complete idiots. They need to understand this, and I don't want to dive too deep because people's heads will explode. But what people need to understand about the French Revolution is that Karl Marx then went to France and studied in the Paris Commune. So when we were looking at Chaz and Chop in Seattle, I predicted everything that was going to happen weeks ahead of time because I had studied what was called the Paris Commune. And when you understand that they move gold before they start these little socialist Marxist experiments, and when you understand that Karl Marx was in France beta testing what needed to happen in Russia, you will understand that this is a cyclical problem that we have, and it's as spiritual as it is political. And when you understand that the Marxists, you have to read Marx to understand, look, it's a Republican conservative talking point that socialism leads to communism, but you need to read Marx. Marx promises that communism can lead to a more perfect socialism. And so you have to understand, Marxism is inherently a lie to everyone. It says no God, we can be better socialists, no individual. And what they're doing is they're suckering everybody into a permanent method of chaos, destruction, hell, violence.
A giant black hole to consolidate power, and they always build a Napoleonic or Hitlerian tyranny on top of the collapse.
Always, always, always. So what our fight in November is literally to stave off the collapse of the United States, and that's not a conspiracy. That is what is happening.
Oh, they admit that's the game plan, and I understand Trump doesn't want to look authoritarian. I mean, they're acting like if he sends anybody to protect federal courthouses, he's bad. But at a certain point, he can't stand down if they try this during the general election.
Yeah, Lauren, law and order tweets don't work. What work is putting down the riots that are attracting other violent opportunists to them. And that's what I told the White House. I said, look, normally I'm all for optics. And Alex, you know that about me. It's like even appearing with you, I may get canceled. I'm the last.
No, you're right. Allie, stay there. You got a lot of courage. Allie Alexander, Twitter, @ALI. We'll be right back. He's going to lay out the big stuff right now. But America's facing its greatest threat since its inception. Stay with us. When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people. That the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
State law, under municipal law, most are good, some are bad, and we hold their feet to the fire. But in the official City of Austin budget, they call for demolishing the police department and breaking it up under other departments of the city and making other departments the police. And you have George Soros getting the new county attorney elected, city attorney, who says he wants to abolish the police. Well, here's the hill. Reporting right now, $150 million Austin City Council approves cuts to police department. And guess what? It's going to go to their code enforcement and their SJWs to make sure you're locked in your houses. They're creating a large new bureaucratic force that will call the police, but on you for political actions, not for muggings or killings. The answer to this is what's on InfoWars.com. Atlanta DA who charged cop with murder loses re-election. Hey, I think the cop shouldn't have done what he did. He was getting beat up. The guy was shooting his own taser at him. The cop got scared and shot the guy. But maybe he loses his job. The point is he didn't want to go kill the guy that night. And look, when a cop kills somebody, it's the biggest thing in the world. But when citizens kill each other, it's not even an issue. Very, very serious situation. This is the system coming in, not to abolish the police, but to cut their funding to make them politically come under globalist control. And so they couldn't have the Justice Department to control the police under Obama and under the Clintons. So now they're just having the UN and the bureaucracies do it through the city councils. It's called munialization. And if I know about munialization and the Strong Cities Initiative, then Trump and the Justice Department should. Or are they amateurs? Ali Alexander talks to the White House all the time. He's a high-level political analyst, really smart guy. He's on Twitter, @Ali. Ali, we were getting into their plan to scuttle the election. They know they're losing. There's not a giant landslide. They're going to try it. They're going to say if they have the popular vote, they've already said they're going to break away. Once we saw Podesta admit that in the New York Times, we understood why they were saying Trump's going to try to stay. If he contested, he's a dictator. They're going to contest unless they win. That's clear. And so looking at this and the blueprint for overthrowing government, if the feds protect federal property, they're bad. I mean, this is a real communist takeover we're witnessing. Your analysis of that, and what do you think the White House and we the people should do?
I think that we have to have a physical presence out there. I think that men should be in 8-hour shifts outside of their churches, in 3 rotations. I think that our physical, peaceful presence is chilling enough to the central planners that they will delay their plans by 50 or 100 years. You know, the Bible writes that we will lose many battles and that God wins in the end. And so I think that we can ask for God's intercession. I think that if we faithfully show up and show that physical presence, that we are the actual majority of peaceful people, Democrats and Republicans, mind you, that don't want a bigger government, that don't want to, quote, defund the police, only to create 5 new police, 5 new badges and 5 new people who can detain you. You know, that's their secret plan, as you point out. And we've watched this again and again in other countries, again and again over centuries. So what we need to do is I think that we need to have a physical presence in the physical space and stop making this digital. We all need to show up at our churches. We need to defend our homes, and we need to demand that Republican governors stop governing by executive fiat without the state.
And Ellie, you just said it. When 25 to 40,000 people showed up in Virginia peacefully, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, no accidents, no arrests, it scared them. They launched this whole thing then, and that's what scares them so much. And as you said, under 7277 and other memorandums that the left has wanted at the State Department, we get disarmed, but then the new peacekeeper force that's just a paramilitary comes in. And so, as you said, Austin, you nailed it, is creating 5 new, Albuquerque, 4 new, L.A., 4 new, San Francisco, 4 new, New York, 3 new, paramilitary, quasi-armed, some are armed, bureaucratic forces they call social workers. No, they're SJWs with guns that have the police's back. So they're taking the police money with at least some history of America, Bill of Rights, due process, and transferring it to basically Antifa. Talk about a nightmare scenario.
Nightmare scenario. And we need to somehow communicate this. The Republican Party can't. The conservative movement can't. But patriots and well-read thinkers can explain this to people. Look, let's say that your police department, like Broward County, $1 billion. If they defund that and turn that into a $500 million institution, what will happen is, they'll create 3 or 4 or 5 more departments They'll all get fancy badges. They'll all have the ability to do extrajudicial actions against you where they temporarily suspend your rights, right? This is how we got the FISA court.
Turn your power off. Turn your water off. Contact tracers. Take your kids. L.A. And Albuquerque already set it up.
All without warrants. All without due process. And these people will be given a physical badge. And they may not be given a gun, but they're given something worse. They're giving authoritarian control over your ability to engage in commerce, your ability to live, your ability to raise your child. And what will happen is then you'll look at the total budget, Alex, and it'll be $3 billion between all these institutions. So what did they do? They actually funded the police. And so we need to explain this to those leftists, these feral people, because they're being controlled by central planners. And that's why when we show up peacefully, the funding stops.
No, I agree. So everybody, don't listen to what we're saying. Make a sign. Randomly go out. Just see citizens everywhere not listening to the COVID lockdown because they tell nationalists, patriots, Christians, conservatives, you don't go out. Leftists, you go out. No, we all go out. We all have our own independent message. That will scare the living hell out of the left just seeing citizens on the streets.
Yeah, because the camera is a propaganda tool, and it's a medium that they know lends itself to automatic belief. And so when you see citizens engaging with other citizens, they know, well, it's time for this to stop. And, you know, we saw that with Parkland. We've seen that with the BLM riots back in 2015.
That's right. We bring the cameras. They stop their propaganda. We just have to hit the streets, and it'll go away like sunlight disinfects.
Right, and we've seen that in St. Louis. What happens when Catholics pray in front of the statue of St. Louis? It's like people stop. And so there is, you know, our fight really is against principalities. It really is against principalities.
You're right. We're not, because God's there, but we have to take the field. Then God gives us the power. But we have to make a step.
It's an act of faith. It's an act to say, they're violent, and I will walk out there with the message of peace. And I will leave it to God.
Well, it's like using the Star Wars cheesy analogy. Obi-Wan Kenobi tells Luke Skywalker when he first picks up a lightsaber, you've taken your first step into a bigger world. And that's what people need to take, that first step. The first step is the biggest step.
Right. And that's why they closed our churches, Alex. And that's why even Republican governors, I don't want to shit on too much. Pardon my conservative governors in the country to a complete failure. I mean, just complete failure. I've never seen
any. Do you have any inside baseball on why he totally rolled over and became Gavin Newsom's boy?
What I'll say is I put some tweets out there, and I'm really close with – he's actually I'm a former vendor of his when he was the attorney general, and I love him, and he follows me on Twitter, and he runs his own Twitter account, and I'm friends with some of his consultants, and I expressed my dismay, and they were like, well, read the executive order. I said, look, if a church voluntarily shuts down because it can't cooperate with regulations, that's just as bad as you shutting it down or Newsom shutting it down or Cuomo shutting it down. So we have a fundamental disagreement, but yeah, it's almost like something in Greg's personality change. It's very bizarre. It's very concerning. And I don't think
I know people inside there, and they say he locks himself in a room now. We'll talk to no one for a month, 2 months.
Nothing would surprise me at this point. I think that we've seen, it's just shocking to me. I've very rarely ever seen anything like this.
Well, they say when the chips are down, you found out who's who. Allie Alexander, you know, he's a great guy, not a coward, a smart cookie. He's our guest. One more segment with him, and then Jay Dreyer has Sam Hyde, the big, famous, well-spoken, and informative, and funny comedian coming on. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, at Allie on Twitter.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been thinking about this for 4 or 5 days, and I decided to do it. I don't know what to call tonight's broadcast, but I know that we're going to start doing a couple nights a week, special commercial-free broadcasts that are on the radio and TV satellites for stations that want them, and at band.video and infowars.com. We usually get a couple hundred thousand people that tune into these. Sometimes we've got up to 3 million that end up clicking these, especially. That was back during the last election. We had some of these that had 3 million special broadcasts, 3 million IP addresses hitting us. So that's when you get excited and you spread the word and you do it. That's outside of YouTube, outside of Facebook. That's band.video. So tonight, I was sitting back thinking about my next question to Ali Alexander. And I hadn't really plugged except yesterday that we're going to go live tonight, commercial free, 7 to 10 p.m. We're going to have Roger Stone. We're going to have Laura Loomer, who's set to win her primary in Florida. We're going to have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes and others tonight and your calls. And I said, what do we call this? I was thinking of that like an hour ago. Then I was thinking, what's my next question for Ali Alexander? And I said, well, how do we stop Civil War II? Because that's what the deep state, Chi-Coms, globalists, they don't care if the Democrats lose. They just want to scuttle the economy, kill the dollar. That's why they're going with this play, is because you look at Kamala Harris or Biden, you think that's the general. No, that's not even the captain. That's more like a ring wraith, a zombie, a robot, an automaton that's following orders. And so tonight we're going to call it Stop Civil War II emergency broadcast, or, you know, Stop Secession Civil War II, because it's official. We saw every major Democrat on TV. We saw all their surrogates saying, Trump's going to steal it. We're going to secede. We'll have our own inauguration somewhere else. The military will decide. You're like, well, that's crazy. You have a normalcy bias. They're not going to do that. All they do is violate the normalcy bias. And so I've got a lot of questions in the last 10 minutes with Ali Alexander, great political analyst, smart guy. And he talks to the White House a lot of other people. He has his ear to the ground. But to me, that's number one. I agree, Kamala Harris, terrible pick, rejected by progressives, the liberals. It'll add to Trump column massively, but they're not stupid. The ones behind it aren't stupid, and they legitimately don't like Trump, want to get rid of him, mail-in ballots, all of it. So she's the perfect person to cover their attempt to overthrow the election and secession and civil war, again making it about black and white, but this time a total shill. She's part African. That's their cover. That's why they chose her. She's bought and paid for. She'll do what she says. And that tells me they're going to make this move. What do we do? What does Trump do? What do you do? What do you think is going to happen? Because to me, you're one of the few guys talking about this other than I am. And for me, this is front and center. This is their grand strategy right now. Or am I wrong? Is there some other strategy?
Your whole life has been leading up to this moment. My career, which is definitely shorter than yours, has been leading up to this moment. I mean, everything from Bill Clinton trying to use Marxist language, you know, what is the definition? It depends on what is, you know. I think that that's when this nation failed. You know, a lot of people want to put the blame at Barack Obama. I think that was just gasoline. I've been thinking about this past week. When did America fall? And can we resurrect her? And I've come to the conclusion.
No, I agree. It's the Clintons. It's the Clintons flaunting lies on our face.
It's the Clintons, and this goes back to a lot of things that you've been, you know, Alex, I'm just going to say it, you know, because I think people know it in my audience, but let me just say it. Most of my career, I had been skeptical of things you had said. I was like, you're not allowed to go near that guy. You're not allowed to talk about that guy. You're not about to link that guy. And then I remember our mutual friend, Mike Cernovich, one day asked me in 2018, would you ever go on Alex's show? And I said, you know, for the first time in my career, I would say yes. And then I think you had me on in 2018 or 2019. And I got to tell you, you just can't help but reconcile political theory with the Bible and come to these conclusions that, oh, my gosh, you know, there really is a deep state. Oh, my gosh. The Clintons and the Bushes have a relationship that dates back to Arkansas. Oh, my gosh. When this money goes missing, what is it funding? Oh, my gosh. When Biden looked like he was going to pick Whitmer or Klobuchar, the BLM riots started. The Soros family boxed Biden into Kamala Harris. I got to tell you, it's not lunacy to point out what looks inevitable unless we wake up the population. And what I tell people now is, do not be a reactionary. Do not just say the opposite of the left. Believe in something. Believe in order. Align yourself with God and then fight for that, because what people need to understand, this is the most important thing I'll ever say, is that the Marxists aren't like the left. It's a spiritual thing for them. They need to incite division. There's not enough division on society versus BLM. But there will be enough when, oh, this person dies, this kid dies, this grandma dies, and then we're all pulled into what you call a black hole. Well, what your viewers need to research is the event horizon.
Yes.
And Alex, we are meters, mere meters away from an event horizon that will pull us all into a legitimate civil strife. Right now, it's illegitimate. It's optics. It's
no, I agree. The people on Twitter are like, Jones looks like crap. Yeah, I can't sleep. I'm stressed out. And they're all laughing. They think it's funny. I agree. My whole life is built towards this. Yours. I'm just like, every minute, how do we stop this? We're watching everything like the Titanic going towards an iceberg, and the people that are going to drown first are laughing about it.
I got 3 hours of sleep last night. I didn't even shave this morning. I share your pain. And what I want to tell people is, look, I've been a Southern Baptist Christian for 20 years. I'm probably going to become Catholic or Orthodox, but I will tell you, this is what I want to tell people. Study the color revolutions. Study the pre-Civil War of America. Catholics, study Our Lady of Fatima. And then evangelicals, study Revelation very closely. And what I say is this, when all
it all comes together, the same message.
It all comes together. And I got to tell you, we must ask for God's intervention, and we must walk blindly in faith.
The globalists are Satanists. They're out in the open. They're calling on Satan. And the one thing they don't want to do is to call on Christ.
They are. Think about this, Alex. You've been in this for more than 25 years. I've been in this for 13 years. Have we ever seen this many witch covens pray and curse and hex together? No. Have we ever seen this many random blood sacrifices in forests?
Well, General Flynn came out and said, it is Satan manifesting through communists. We must call on Christ. It's there.
It's there. And I have the encouraging thing is this. I have hundreds of atheists DMing me on Twitter and Instagram and my personal website, ollyalexander.org. And they're like, I don't know that I believe in God, but what you're saying is lining up with reality. What do I need to read? What do I need to study?
Yeah, world government, force chips to buy and sell. I mean, it's all happening.
It's all happening. And all we got to do is call out their clown world. And then the general public, they love to do these things in plain sight and secret. And when you make their plain sight secret, and when you make their secret out in the open, when you invert their inversion, then they go away for 50 years.
No, I agree, because their inversion, you flip it, it's the truth.
Right, and this
Satan knows the truth. You said a big secret. This is very esoteric. We aren't as ancient evil beings Satan is. We're a little bit younger and more powerful, but younger. Satan knows the truth, so he always flips it, because that has power, the truth. But so what we flip what they've done, it's the exact truth. There's power in just flipping what they've done. They have power in flipping what we've done. Our power is just flipping what they did, and that is what's going on.
Right, and that's why God calls us to obedience. And look, you know, you and I, you know, we may engage in some sinning, and that's why you repent, and that's why you work to become more obedient, because all it does is it aligns your soul and your body with the heaven, with the kingdom of heaven. And so that's what repentance is about. That's what obedience is about. It's having that clarity where
it's
saying, oh my gosh,
I want to realign. I'm sorry for what I did. Like King David had his people killed to get their wives. He was sorry later. It was real. God knew that alignment was real. It wasn't some form of magic. It wasn't he was getting atonement or get out of jail free card. He was really sad and God took him back.
Yeah, it's wanting to see the vision of the future. And that's why we're able to predict some of these things. And we're able to say, hey, the timeline's moving this way. The timeline's moving this way. The thing that I'll end with is that, you know, go back to the Archbishop Vigano's letter to Donald Trump, where he talks about the deep state and the deep church. And research Kamala Harris, who was shilling for what's called the Velvet Mafia in the Catholic Church. And what you need to understand is at the very end, the Latin phrase of Vigano's letter is what is absolutely happening. I don't speak Latin.
We've got our next guest host, Jay Dyer, coming up. 2 minute break. Finish up on this. This is really important. 5 more minutes. Rally Alexander. And I'll tell listeners this. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Warren ends at 6. We have an hour to break. I'll be back with Roger Stone with huge breaking news at 7 p.m. Central. Share those live links from band.video, newswars.com. Only way they get out is you. Commercial free tonight. 3 hours. We'll do this more and more. Thanks for building InfoWars. We'll be back with hour number 4. 5 more minutes with Ali Alexander.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.